Hello, dear listener. It's James here on the 23rd of June 2014, day 23 of Audiomo. And I just wanted to record a quick audio boo about my Raspberry Pi collection, which, when we first got them, we wanted to play with them. And they're amazingly versatile little computers in a tiny, tiny box. And if you do get the opportunity, I think of any age from about 10 to 80, it's a really interesting thing to play with, the versatility of it. You can just type in Raspberry Pi projects into Google and a load of options will come up. It's interesting what our two have ended up being used for. The first one I bought, we played with for a while, did Scratch and configured web browsers, and I let the children play with it, but I guess they're more interested in their own computers and tablets and things than something which, if you don't tell it what to do, doesn't really do a huge amount at all. So it sort of sat around for a while, and it's now been pressed into service as a video display screen, which takes the IP camera feeds from the cameras and displays them on a little TFT screen that we have in the lounge, so that if Beth gets a supermarket delivery, we can see when it arrives and make appropriate arrangements. The second Raspberry Pi I got because I was thinking of setting up, it can be used as a home media centre. It can also be used, in fact, as a home computer emulator. So you can pretend it's a Sinclair Spectrum or a Commodore 64. Like I said, the things you can do with these is just amazing. And so I had it then plugged into the downstairs television doing these things until we kind of stopped using the downstairs telly so much. And once again, didn't really do a huge amount with it. One of the problems with the old piece, the old home computer emulators, was that it didn't kind of, it still wasn't really the same effect as actually having the computer itself. I've got a Spectrum in the loft and I like to get it down because it is the whole thing of plugging the RF cable into the television and the little rubber keys. And it's not quite the same when you've got a real keyboard. So it was recently I discovered that you can buy a little daughter card for the Raspberry Pi, which has an RF interface which you can use for home automation, and that you can convert light switches and power switches for your mains power switches, and even if you wanted to, you can make your door locks and your central heating remote controlled all by the Raspberry Pi. And I thought that'd be an interesting project for me to work on because I can create a web page where you can switch things off, switch them on. If we go on holiday, we can set it to switch the bedroom light on at a particular time of day. It's all that kind of thing. And it's been quite fun sort of investigating how we can do this and all the options it offers. As always with things like home automation, you risk being able to spend thousands of pounds converting various different bits of the house into to remote controllability, but we've limited ourselves to just a couple of switches really. But that's still, it's still an interesting experiment. Both Raspberry Pis therefore have kind of an appliance status now. They have the tasks that they perform, we don't really do anything else with them. However, to have a little computer that can be so versatile that you can configure it to do one thing and leave it on practically the whole time, it's just phenomenal. And I would recommend it if I had a Raspberry Pi when I was a teenager, my goodness, I think I would never have been off it because there are so many things you can do with it. So if you've got the time and the opportunity, I would recommend a Raspberry Pi. And it's a versatile little beastie, but when you want to do just one thing with it, it does it, and it does it reliably. And that's my audio boo for this evening. I will wish you a good night, and have a good one. Good day tomorrow. Bye for now.